Lisa Stewart, President Goose Festival.
All right, Lisa, I see that the Goose Festival is coming up, and this is supposed to be a very huge event around here. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on this year?
Well, this is our 60th annual Goose Festival, so it's the Diamond Jubilee. So we have a few extra things, a lot of fun things. We have Doc Dog, which is coming in Saturday. Well, they'll set up tomorrow, actually, but they'll start the competition on Saturday, 9 a.m. We have the world record holder and the world champion. Both will be here competing. So this is going to be a big deal for these guys. This is their last sanctioned jump for 2014. And I think if anybody's seen David Letterman, they've seen Doc Dog. But that's our big attraction. We also have the Gypsy Rose Pirate Ship, which is sailing into town Saturday morning. Be a fun activity for the kids. Shoots cannonballs. Kids can get on board. Martha and Captain Ron will be there to show them around the pirate ship. We've got the parade at 1:30, gooseberry pie auction at 12:30, duck and goose calling. We have washers tournament, live music at about 4:30 from Dammit Jim and the Rednecks. We've got a quilt show at 11, vendors, a princess tea at 11, lunch. American Legion will be cooking fish all day, well, until it runs out, which is usually pretty quick. But it's just a full weekend, and we've worked really hard to make this a fun family event and offer something for everyone.
Absolutely. Sounds like there's going to be a ton going on. Now, for some of your tournaments, like your washers and stuff like that, is there going to be registration fees?
You know, I'm not really sure on that. I believe for the washers there is, because there's probably a payback. But this is new. We've never done washers before. So Nick Searcy is in charge of that, and I'm going to be really honest and tell you I don't know.
Okay, well, that's all right. We can figure that out. Now, for those of us who may not know what Doc Dog is, can you please explain a little?
Well, I don't know a lot about it other than they start on a platform. The swimming pool is what it is. It's a 27,000-gallon tank of water. The dogs start, and the goal is to how far can they jump into the water, the distance, the height. They have a couple different categories. They have, I think it sounds fun, it's called lap dog, little dogs that sit on your lap. These little guys get on that platform, and they go airborne, ears in the wind, and they look like they're going to be flying, and it's hilarious to watch them. And then they have regular competition with trained dock dogs. I've seen it at a couple events. Cabela's has a big weekend of it. Rogers Sporting Goods and Liberty has one. It's fun to watch. It's very entertaining and I think fun to watch.
Very good. Okay, now can we discuss time and location?
Absolutely. For Doc Dog or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Friday night it kicks off with soup and chili supper at 4 o'clock. The gooseberry pie, if anyone's interested, bake us a gooseberry pie, enter the contest. The entry is from 4 to 5 at the Pioneer Kitchen with judging to follow. We have princess and prince crowning along with the Goose Festival Queen royalty crowning. And we have a scavenger hunt this year. So that's Friday. So we have a full evening on Friday, and then Saturday it starts at 9 a.m. Vendors are pulling in, should be set up by 10. Baby show at 10, registration at 9. The Princess Tea, the quilt shows at 11, and from noon after lunch, it just goes all day long. We have the gooseberry pie auction. We have Duck Commander look-alike contest. We have the parade at 1:30. Kids games, we usually say 2:30. It follows the parade. Along with that, there'll be the duck and goose calling for youth and adult. Again, the washers tournament. We have contests that people can sign up for all day long. Oldest man and woman, newest married, longest married, travel the furthest. We give some plaques out for that. Been doing that for 60 years. So this is a weekend where people have been coming for years, obviously. It's 60 years in the annual 60th year. So it's, you know, you see old friends and hopefully meet some new ones. It's the opening weekend of waterfowl season, Saturday. So with that, I think we should have a huge crowd in town.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people come here to hunt. I'll have to be quite honest with you. I actually didn't know gooseberry was an actual berry. So that's an interesting fun fact.
Yes, it's sour and tart and takes lots of sugar to make it edible, I think.
Okay, now you had mentioned vendors. How many vendors do you guys have lined up for this year?
Oh, you know, I actually don't know. Between food and craft, sporting goods, different types of vendors, I think there's usually 50 to 60 is what we usually have. We have a good turnout. This year we're going to have a few extras, new ones that have heard about us, and they're coming. And I think because it's the 60th anniversary, we've got some new interest. So I think that'll be good. Doc Dog also will be jumping on Sunday. That will be the finals, and they will compete from, I believe it starts on Sunday at 10 also. And we have the Pioneer Kitchen will be serving their last Sunday dinner. And anyone that knows the Pioneer Kitchen knows they better get down for some homemade fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, pie, just like Grandma used to make. Last Sunday for that.
Absolutely. That sounds good. Okay, now real quick, the Gypsy Rose Pirate Ship for the kids. How long is that going to be around?
You know, it's here all day. It is awesome. We saw that this year in Kansas City at the Gun and Boat Sports Show or whatever it's called. It was amazing. It looks like a pirate ship. It's a big airport shuttle bus, and these people have, out of St. Louis, have made it into a pirate ship. And I'm telling you, it's the real deal. It is super fun. Kids were having a ball on it at the sports show. So they're going to be sailing into town. Should be set up and ready to go by 10:30. And I hope they stick around till about 4 or 5. They have to head out because of their travel. They like to be at least on the interstate before dark. So I think it'll be fun. It's unique. It's something that I've never seen around here. And again, we try to have as much as we can for the kids. And we also have balloon and bounce house or whatever, the carnival type thing. That does, you know, there's a charge for that. A company comes in and does that. The Gypsy Rose is free. But, you know, we just really want to make this a fun weekend for everybody. The men, the boys, the girls, whoever can hunt. The women can go look at beautiful handmade quilts. The kids and the little girls can be princess and play games and eat wonderful food and just have a great time.
It sounds like it's an absolutely wonderful family event. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners?
I think we're going to have a great weather tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, I think they're calling. Right now it's a little cloudy, but gosh, they're looking at 72, 73 degrees. You just can't get any better than that on an October.